You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On the front, out on their front steps. And that's what's happening. There are so many people nationally that feel so strongly about R and keeping him from doing that. It's over, brother. And, you know, I think it's over whether he's found guilty of this or not, whether he gets, you know, again, he got off for the tape the last time, whether he's found guilty or not. The life as he has known it for so many years, done forever.
You know what's so what's so interesting about this? Is
crazy.
This clearly, like, this is clearly all happened because of this documentary. Like, right? I mean, it, just the timing. Yeah, the documentary comes out. It's so
that was the smoking.
So it was so damning, and Bennett, that it was the thing that pushed it over the top. There's been people that have been after R for a long time.
It's so wild, like, but how these investigative documentaries now really, really get. You look at it like with Making a Murderer with Netflix,
right,
and how it got people really involved in that case again. You know, there's been other ones that have come out. You got the Michael Jackson one about to come out. Like,
well,
on
I told
HBO,
you in this one,
you know?
a mom, and this is the way it was presented, and I believed it when I watched it. I mean, a mom goes and tries to the hotel to try to get her brainwashed daughter from him, and has to literally like steal her away. That happens in the when you watch that, it's just. Slowly, so you're in the middle, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a different kind of just watching something and them just throwing the charges at you in the past and all that story. So I knew it would be damning. It felt like we would get to this point at some point, and here we are, as John Martin says. Was it 10?
10 counts of aggravated
criminal
sexual
abuse.
That's correct.
Whoa. Well, I mean, it was, like I said, it was bound to happen. Here's the debate people have all the time.
Yeah.
Can you still listen to his music, right, with the way we feel about him, and it be okay?
Well, it's what I was just saying. I mean, we've got this one about to come out about Michael Jackson that people are saying is one of the most damning documentaries
ever made.
You keep
saying that's coming, yeah.
Everyone's talking about it. It's coming on in a couple weeks on HBO, and, like, we've talked about that with Michael for years.
So that's where I wanted
to listen to his music?
Because if that comes out, we're going to change the way, you know, do we change how we feel about Thriller? And playing it, you know what I'm saying? So does this change?
I mean, it's played on every radio station
in the country. I mean, okay, do we not already think that about Michael?
Some of us might be like, well, you got to prove him, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty.
I mean, that's
as
a part
our court
of this for me. It's like, okay, I thought we knew.
Now, we know Michael's been involved in settlements.
Right.
And that's the thing, right?
Right, which is, you know.
That said, do you feel a certain way about Michael because of what you know, what you think you know, what we think we know about him and these kids? Do you feel that way? So is it different for
R? We always have these conversations, but like whether it's athletes, whether it's entertainers, whether it's artists, you know, separating the work from the person.
We did it with Mayweather.
Right.
And whether you can enjoy watching a Mayweather fight
and
knowing that
he's
been involved in domestic abuse.
There's a line, and I don't know, we talked about this, for everybody that line is different.
So my line, and you tell me if...
Some people can't do it at all.
My line is, okay, if you're going out and buying R. Kelly CDs at this point.
You can't even buy CDs anymore.
You understand what I'm saying. I mean, buying his music. Yes, I'm 42 years old and I say CDs. Yes, buying his music.
Buying some vinyl records or maybe an 8-track.
If you're doing that, whatever little faction of it, a little part of it is, a little percentage of it.
Goes to him.
You're somehow. Now, if you are pulling up a YouTube song of his
that counts.
We talked about music earlier and
counts.
How it sort of takes you.
Spotify streams were up. Bigly.
How does explain to me why YouTube, because R's getting a portion
revenue.
When I watch that?
Ad revenues. Because like those every YouTube video, like if it's his official, you know, Vevo account, which I'm assuming he has a Vevo.
They've shut those down, right?
Vevo?
His services have shut that down, right? Where you can go get it and go buy it.
Well, let me see if I can get it on Apple Music right now. But
that to me feels like when you're pushing money toward it, still feels like supporting, right?
Yeah, he does have a Vevo.
He does have a Vevo.
Yeah,
here.
Nah, usually I don't do this, but
I think most radio stations have like decided, you know what I'm saying?
I don't even know
what our policy is.
I just pulled it up.
I see you.
So my point is that he's still on Apple Music.
My
Or are you just going to play this?
No, he's not. I was looking him in the eyes trying to decide if that was his plan or not. Did you see that?
Yeah,
it looked to me like that was going to be the plan.
I like that line. I'm sorry.
No, to the point. Why do you like it? You like it because it takes you back to a certain time. And it makes you think about something in your life and not necessarily about R. Kelly. So I go back to it. Like,
gives it a new meaning, however.
It does.
My mind's telling me no. Well, you should have listened to your mind.
The answer to this is everybody's got your own line, right? What you're willing to cross, what you're, you know, willing to associate with R, whatever, how you feel of whether or not you're supporting him when you listen to some of his old music. It's one thing to go buy it again. It's another thing if you've already got it, John, and you wanted to hear 12 play again. You know what I'm saying?
Because
it takes you back to the girl you dated or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I think that's, I don't know. But I do know that this day was going to come. I predicted it, and now R. Kelly's life will be changed forever.
Yep. And listen, if he's guilty, he deserves it. He deserves to be persecuted and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. So,
man.
Very busy day here on a Friday.
Kraft, Jussie, R. Kelly.
Jussie. Oh, Jussie.
Man writing in checks.
What, like,
did you see what Charles Barkley? Oh, my Lord. Bennett, do we have any of that? We may need to do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe we need to hit a break.
Yeah.
Because I was
anybody else got it? I mean, like, if you have done something wrong, like, if you've had an affair with your wife and you're a celebrity, it's probably now's the time to go ahead and drop that.
Have you seen the emoji of the guy with the face with the two hands?
Yeah, the shocked emoji.
That was me watching NBA Inside the NBA with Charles Barkley and Ernie Johnson and last night and talking about Jussie Smollett.
We'll get to that.
My goodness.
Here in just a little bit. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline. Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner is where you know you are always going to save between 50 to 80% off mattresses and furniture. As you know, our man Michael has been in the business for over 18 years. And as a result, he's got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They've been voted Memphis Most Best Mattress Store for 4 consecutive years by the Commercial Appeal. There's a reason for that. It's because they're the best.
They're the best, and they've got everything you need when it comes to sleep. They're an authorized Serta mattress and Simmons Beautyrest mattress dealer, and they sell and specialize, Michael does, in the Serta Perfect Sleeper, the Serta Eye Comfort, and the Beautyrest Silver and Platinum. They've also got the Beautyrest Black line, too. So just about every line, Michael's got you covered. You're going to sleep well buying from him, and, of course, you'll get a great deal. Don't forget to mention that you heard this on Jason and John, and Michael's going to get you that additional 10% off. They're already fantastic, low, low prices. They're located at 2790 Kirby Witten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue. It's right next to Hollywood Feed in Bartlett, or you can visit them online at SleepyZZZS.com. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you will never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
All right, so last night, this was on TNT. It was Shaq and Charles Barkley and Ernie Johnson. It's
only about the Jet.
The stars are.
You don't like the Jet?
I think he adds something. I do like him.
The Jet is glue.
But he is a glue
guy. You need
guy.
Glue. You need that with that crowd.
Yes.
He's perfect. The Jet is good. Invaluable.
When you want like real NBA analysis.
That everybody, they all been laughing, him and Shaq on the corner.
Yes.
Charles, and he gets it.
And he can laugh too. Like, you're right. No, you're right.
And his analysis is very useful and insightful. I've always found so.
But if I was ranking ranking the four, though, I would go.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Charles.
Well, the four, you're counting Ernie in there?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I go Chuck, Ernie. Yes, Ernie is very important. Talk about Jet being important. If Ernie wasn't there,
I mean, I love Ernie Johnson, but you're saying it doesn't survive without him?
I think it hurts. I think it's a big blow without Ernie Johnson.
I would put Ernie three or four. I mean, it's going to be flip-flopping him with Kenny. Come on.
Wow.
And I'm not going to lie to you.
You like Shaq on that?
I was thinking about it last night. It's just because it's him.
Right. It's just Shaq.
It's just because it's Shaq. You know.
I get it. He can be
Shaq,
funny.
He's Shaq and a fool half
the
time.
Yeah, you're right.
But
man,
you'll ask him for his insight on Steph.
Uh-huh.
That man can shoot the ball.
Because he could never. You can't ask Shaq what he thinks about Steph because he can't relate to that.
He's shooting the ball.
Yeah, exactly. Like
the inside, you know.
Yes.
But it's still Shaq. So.
Yeah, it's still Shaq.
And that might put him still above Ernie.
Yeah, okay. But that's not the purpose of this segment. Last night, Charles Barkley.
Oh, my gosh.
Was doing what Charles Barkley does. This is from last night.
That's still living, that what you would say has no chance of happening.
Two black guys beating a black guy up.
And having a black
guy. Ernie's face. Right now.
Sorry, for the that's not on here, man. The Clippers, the Clippers will not make the playoffs.
Ernie trying to get him out of it. He's trying.
What kind of hat's that on, Chuck?
Maga's hat.
All right, I think that's probably it.
Poor okay. Ernie.
The Lakers will not make the playoffs. The Kings will is the latest edition. Go ahead, Kenny. I can't believe you, Chuck. You're paying with cash?
Chuckster.
You're paying with
Chuckster.
Cash or you write him a check, Chuck? Man.
Never break America.
Chuckster. How?
America. Let me just tell you something.
What's that?
Do not commit crimes with checks. Come on, man. You cannot. If you're going to break the law, do not write a check.
Because you're writing a check, then what? You're behind cash.
Yo, man, you cannot.
Cash up.
Hey, get cash, man. I never used an ATM. Now, I heard you can only get $200 out of it.
Charles.
$500.
Charles, stop, literally.
$1,000. You're going to have to make a lot of stop to the ATM. But you said, Chuck, America.
Do not write checks when you commit illegal activity.
I cannot believe that we touched them all right there. Circle the bag.
Hey, he just said he
touched every pillow.
He just said the Lakers would make the playoffs.
Jesse said that.
America. Hey, Jack, don't
they
commit.
Jesse said that.
Jesse, you wasted all that damn time and money. You know what you should have did?
What's that?
Just went out in the Liam Neeson neighborhood. You could have solved all your damn problems.
Charles.
Ask my wife when he went to the Liam Neeson line, I was almost in the floor, not believing what I was seeing. And see what you didn't see in listening to the audio from last night was that the producers went all in with Charles and started showing a picture of Jesse's face, him smiling, and they're putting they've wrote on the picture what had happened was. So the producer decided, look, I'm going all in on this, and that's why you hear Ernie saying, okay, at this point now we have. We have gone full in on this, and I'm not sure that I like. I mean, Ernie's telling you the whole time,
bro.
He's cringing
before the producers.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Before the producers put the picture up, Ernie literally. It reminds me so much of myself in certain situations. Like Ernie literally walks
when
up
you were
and is
to
like,
get us to shut up
he
and
he
go
walks
somewhere.
Up and like covers Charles.
Yeah, he
like,
walked
he's
up to
like,
him to try
stop.
To tell, like he put his hand on his shoulder, like Charles. We don't need it. And Charles kept going. And then you heard the music come up with about a minute left. One of those producers was trying to get him out of it, and then somebody else. Once they put Jesse's face up
who's
there,
laughing in the background.
Bro,
the
Shaq whole, was gassing
the,
up about the
it,
whole
it's like
time.
All the cameramen, everybody
laughing.
Look,
I mean, they were in a straight comedy show as far as they were concerned with Chuck, and they just let him roll.
Look,
and I could not believe it because it feels so soon.
Underrated line in that when I think somebody said Lakers going to make the playoffs. Did Jesse say that? Like, that is underrated funny.
That's how Shaq gasses Charles up all the time. Like, you can hear just Shaq just gassing him up. Like, first he tells him stop, but then he's like, who said that, Charles? Who said that? He tells him to stop, but then he gasses. That's that old MCS instigator.
Take some time ago to Liam Neeson's
brother.
Jason,
brother.
We were talking about it this morning. He is literally the only, at least in
you
sports, he is the
head.
Only figure Gosh. In sports or media that could get away with that.
Bennett, if you.
Am I okay to laugh at it?
Or I or John Martin had started joking about Jesse on national television yesterday, maybe even going that far here, we would be gone. You're right, Ben, and Charles is one of the few, maybe the only, that can get on there that soon after and not be fired, I feel like.
Like, I mean, comedians could get away with it, sure.
Comedians could do it.
But, like, if, as far
do we
as,
think,
like,
do we think if Ernie Johnson had said that and started it?
Suspension.
A man who's been there forever, right? He'd probably be suspended because he's been there forever. He means so much to TNT. But do we think Ernie could have got away with saying that? We
no.
love Charles.
No.
And the reason he can is because he's unlike some of those, unlike a lot of us, Charles is, he's crossover now. He's accepted by white folks just as much as he's accepted by his own folks, by black folks. And I think that's the, you know, Charles, and it's too, because we know he's going to walk that line. He's going to be right on that edge.
Yep.
And we expect it from him. And so, man, I got a bunch of it last night. I couldn't believe it. I'm tweeting it out, like, from the floor, because I can't believe they've gone. And, again, it was the producer putting the face up. Like, they decided, we're going to go all in on this. And I had some people tell me, that ain't funny at all. Had some people say, I'm dying laughing. Like, they get their money's worth when they pay Charles every time that contract comes up. My goodness, man. I mean, he had the whole nation, like, most of it looked like laughing. But I know there were some people saying that's too soon. You think it's too soon? Is it too soon to joke? When you are this dumb a criminal this instance, like Charles said, you're using your own checks, bro. You paid $3,500 for a couple of dudes that been on the Empire set to beat you up.
100%.
Get him to go. I mean, are you kidding me? You 100%. Set yourself up for this. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know that anybody else other than Charles could have got away with it last night. Some of the stuff, because he throws Liam Neeson in there. Y'all know
that
Liam Neeson
so
was ready
funny.
To kick him out. Yeah, I don't need to go back there. See, I mean, you loved it.
I just think that it's.
I thought it was hilarious.
Like, I mean, I think that, you know.
I mean, this guy lied. This guy tried to manufacture a hate crime.
Oh, yeah. A dumb criminal. So, like, we put him on the jackass wall. I mean, people do that all the time. You're like, we do this kind of
we're
stuff.
So
we take dumb criminals
we're so
and we laugh
serious
at them.
About everything these days. I mean, this I think dude, it's okay to laugh
this
about
this dude wrote his own. He writes his own threatening
goes
letter
on Good
to
Good Morning
the,
America with, like, a, you know. Saying, you know, what if we don't catch these guys? Dude, you hired them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have no sympathy for this dude.
Oh, I told you yesterday I didn't. Sympathy for him? So who got sympathy?
Yeah, so
I'm saying,
like, you get what
he
you
used.
You get what you
saying.
Get, bro.
He used where this country is and our hate of each other, and he tried to capitalize off that for his own
TJ
game.
From Twitter said Steve Harvey Lying. Could probably get away with it.
Steve Harvey.
We love Steve Harvey.
He's right. Steve Harvey's got that crossover.
Yeah.
Man, you look at his show, isn't it?
You're just saying, like, who can get away with saying controversial things like that? Like, something as controversial as that. Steve Harvey, I think, could definitely.
Well, you have to be black, we're saying.
What about Ellen DeGeneres? We love Ellen. She crossed over.
I don't know.
I think Ellen could get away. Ellen, man.
Y'all talking about real crossover with Charles and with Steve Harvey. Does she have real crossover into the. I mean, I know she has plenty of black fans, but I'm saying, is that the same level of crossover?
Ellen is
probably.
Massive.
I mean, she's like,
she's the white Oprah.
That's what I was going to say.
Please don't disrespect Ellen DeGeneres on this show.
You don't hear me disrespecting her.
I mean,
don't try to paint me into
that.
She's
got the game of games.
That. When I call her the white Oprah, that's the highest praise, John.
True.
You're
right.
Talking about you putting disrespect in me and Ellen DeGeneres in the same sentence.
You're right. Ellen is one. Who else do we?
I don't know if she could get away with it though. I'm not going with that one because again, that's a.
Who else do we really love in this country? Who's on television all the time? The Rock. The Rock could get away with it.
He doesn't have good humor like that though.
Are
he
you
be
kidding
able,
me? Yes, he
wouldn't
does.
Be able to pull it
has,
off.
Yes, he does.
He
have
be,
good
he
humor.
Wouldn't be able to pull it off. Sorry.
We're not talking about whether he would be able to pull it off, which I disagree with anyway. But we love The Rock.
There are some comedians like Bennett said that we would say that okay, they can do it.
Yeah. But anyway.
Maybe a Kevin Hart, maybe it's up there. And
I don't know. Kevin Hart, I don't think could get away with it because he's already been in controversy a ton of times before. We don't.
You're
he's
right.
Not
I
beloved.
Forgot about his.
Kevin
view.
Hart is very successful, but he is not beloved. He's divisive. You either love him or you hate him.
No, he's trying to get there. he's trying to get there.
All right. Just ride the rock, baby. Just ride the rock to every Jumanji sequel, and maybe one day he'll get there.
I got my guy's got a good one. Bill Maher on HBO.
Yeah.
Bill Maher could say that on HBO all day long. I mean, that's kind of that's
what about,
his shtick.
What it? About Stephen Colbert?
No,
too mainstream now. Like the
too mainstream.
Yeah, I mean that's the late night show. Like you know, I don't
Bill
think.
Maher. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah, for sure. Anyway, let us know if you have any other suggestions. When we come back, Mike Wall is going to join us. We'll talk about the Grizzlies with him. Chandler Parsons' return.
and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he's one of our favorites. He is Michael Wallace, senior editor, contributor, and analyst over at Grind City Media. He joins us now. Mike, it's been a while, man. How are you?
Hey, it's been a while, but it's still been raining every single day since we last talked, man. So I'm trying to figure out how to get dry and see the sunshine because I hadn't seen it in decades, it seemed like.
We are, too. We're trying to figure out, too. Sun's going to come out, Mike. It always does. It will come back out. Let me ask you something before we ask you about Grizz. Is it too soon to joke about Jussie? Is it too soon to joke about Jussie Smollett? Because Charles Barkley went in last night.
Man, I wasn't sure what I was watching and hearing when it first happened. I was like, hold on, did he just – damn sure did. He did just do that, man. And I was like – I was tripping out, man. But, you know, it's unfortunate that the story had to go that way. Man, it's all kind of like bittersweet, man, because, you know, there's so many people dealing with realistic stuff that have to go through that.
Amen.
And for him to just, you know, for him to, like, you know, just make up a story like that, man, it sets a lot of people back. But, 100%. You know, yeah, it's not too soon, man. I mean, look, that dude deserves everything he gets for pulling a prank like that just for his own personal career.
I am with you.
And then he wrote a check.
I wrote a check.
Oh, that was
the funniest part, man.
Oh, dummy.
That was the funniest part of the whole thing. Like, if you're going to commit crime, don't write a check, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. All right.
I never watched Empire, though, man. I was more of a power guy between those two shows.
Yep.
So I really didn't know much about them until this happened.
Yeah, I'm actually in the same boat with you, Mike. All right, so big night tonight inside FedEx Forum because the Grizzlies obviously do resume action tonight. Chandler Parsons is coming back. He is back with the team, and sounds like he is going to get he's going to play. He's going to get minutes. What's a reasonable expectation for him as he makes his way back into the lineup?
Just not get hurt, man. You know what I mean? Get out there, get his win right, get his timing right. You know, this cat hadn't played in two-plus months, basically. And then when he was, you know, he only played three games all year. So, really, he hadn't seen action since the first, second week of the season. So, I mean, it's a lot to expect him to look right, look normal. But basically, for Chandler, you know, this is all about, I guess, you know, him trying to get out there with his teammates so he can still be a locker room contributor, a guy that can be trusted, a guy that can be relied upon to be professional. He's basically auditioning, man. I'm just going to be frank about it. I think this is more about Chandler's next opportunity than it is this opportunity and what's left with the Grizzlies.
I think you're right. And three games with the Grizzlies, Avery Bradley's been fantastic, as you know, Mike. I think it's 18.7 points, and the way he's shooting is unbelievable. It's 58.1% overall and 54 from three. How long do we expect him to stay at that clip? Is it closer, you know, when the Grizzlies make this decision of whether to move on with Avery, bring him back next year, can he be closer to this guy, or is he more the guy at this point? And he's only 28, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Mike. Is he more that guy that was shooting so poorly, averaging 8 out with the Clippers? Which one is it?
I think it's more of what he was towards the end of his Boston, you know, career. I mean, I think it was one of those situations where, you know, that Celtics team was coming apart. Rondo was being traded. Paul Pierce had moved on or was moving on. Kevin Garnett's best time was over. And he was the young guy at that point. Avery Bradley was a young player. He's not the kind of scorer that he's been in these three games with the Grizzlies, but he is capable of scoring. I think he's more of a 15 to 16 point a night guy that can play, you know, heck of a two-way player.
Yeah.
I will see, and that's what these last 23 games are about. Mm-hmm. Not only for Avery, but also for DeLon Wright, for Valanciunas, yep. you know, when he gets back over. And, you know, we'll see where it goes from here. But those three guys in particular, this is an audition and a tryout, and the Grizzlies do have some leverage to either offer all three of them the best deal that they can get and keep them in tow, or try to figure out a way to use them as assets moving forward.
Yep. I mean, that was exactly going to be my next question, Mike, because we know Chandler Parsons, it's very important, way more important for him to play for his career in his future than it is for him to play for the Grizzlies, right? So that makes sense. For meaning, if you're looking for meaning for the rest of the season, obviously if you can convey the pick, I think that would be desirable, as Chris Wallace said. But it's about, okay, we're gearing towards the future and we're trying to figure out who exactly of these guys that we've acquired at the deadline, who exactly is going to or could be a part of that, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And you know, I mean, none of these are finished products. I mean, it's basically a clean slate roster. There's one guy in this entire organization who I can guarantee will be back here next year, and that's Jaren Jackson Jr. You know what I'm saying? And that includes me, that includes the custodian, that includes the dude who's getting the bleachers ready for the game tonight, anybody on the roster. I mean, that's basically where it is. I mean, Jaren Jackson is the future face and the current face of this franchise, and anything that it's going to be is going to be crafted in the image of what Jaren's trajectory is. So, you know, I can say that with, you know, absolute confidence. But having said that, beyond that, what kind of pieces do you want to build around him? I think Valanciunas, who's only 26, is a guy that can be the kind of burly, bulky, physical center that can allow Jaren to develop on the perimeter or step out and be versatile. You know, that's one of the things that we talk about Anthony Davis a lot. Anthony Davis never really wanted to be a center. He wants to be a power forward. Right. You know, I remember, Kevin Garnett felt the same way. Chris Bosh felt the same way. They wanted to be power forwards and not have to do all the dirty work and get all the banging that a center gets. But Valanciunas can do that. Can he be a guy moving forward alongside, you know, Jaren Jackson? I think so. You know, we'll see. So from every guy on the roster, including Mike Conley, I think we'll see where it goes this summer in terms of what kind of either assets they can return or whether they can be transitional pieces moving forward.
Mike, I'm just curious, who's impressed you the most? Whether it's guys that were already here that are getting more minutes like Rab or the newcomers, JV, Avery Bradley, all those guys in this sort of, it's a new look team now, who's maybe impressed you the most? Who's maybe even surprised you?
I would say Valanciunas, uh-huh. and I wouldn't say he surprised me, because covering the league before I got here, I knew what he was in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
You know, I knew the kind of talent and potential that he had. But the fact is, I mean, this is a cat that hadn't played for 2 months, and he rolls out in his first game back after being traded and gets you, what, 24-13?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And then he comes back the next night after that and gets in there and plays on the second night of a back-to-back coming off of that injury. I was impressed by his toughness. I'm impressed by, you know, his demeanor, having been around him for a few days, right after the trade. And I think he's impressed me, and I hope that he's a guy that, you know, that will continue to produce the way he's been producing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have not obviously had you on since the deadline, Mike, and obviously everybody's focused on the Mark trade. In terms of the return for that, do you think we'll look back, you know, one day and say, you know what, that was a pretty good haul?
You know, it depends on whether you keep him. You know what I mean? Because, again, Valanciunas is a guy, he can opt out of his contract and become an unrestricted free agent. So, you know, if you're able to re-sign him for, let's say, you know, 4 years, I'm just spitballing here, 4 years, $60 million, somewhere between $60 and $70 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great bargain for a guy like that, and he could be your, you know, piece alongside Jaren Jackson, and your power forward and center is set for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if Mark had 4 more years left in him,
right,
to be at that kind of production level. You know, I can see, obviously, C.J. Miles is a guy that's going to move on after this. He's at the end of his career. DeLon Wright is a guy you never know. I mean, he's basically what amounts to the mid to late first-round pick, although he's already an experienced guy. So we'll see. I mean, Marc Gasol, at the surface and on his face, is most decorated player in franchise history. I know Zach Randolph is considered the heart and soul of what this thing is, but Mark, in terms of all-stars and accolades, is the most decorated player. And it's hard to see him move on and say you got better from that. So
yeah.
I think the jury's still out on that.
Mike, I watched the Lakers come back from down 19 last night to beat the Rockets, 111-106. They're 2.5 games behind the 8th-place Clippers, with I think they've got 24 games left. Do they make it? Mike, what you think?
because LeBron is coming here in a couple days, and this might get out because I know how big time this show is now, and it's always been that way, I'm going to say, hell yeah, LeBron's going to make it. You know what I'm saying?
Not down
because
LeBron.
I don't want him seeing me in the arena and then saying, see, you wanted him just like the rest of. Nah, but I think this is going to be one of his toughest challenges, man, because, you know, to be honest with you, I turned that game off midway through the third quarter.
I almost did too.
Houston had it.
Yeah, it looked like it when I thought Houston had it.
But when I saw the highlights this morning, I was like, dang, this is the reason why you don't shut off LeBron, literally. And, you know, they can get in, but can they get to the 8-7-6 spot where they can avoid having to go against the Golden State in the first round? That's the question right there. So we'll see. I think the Clippers are going to be tough. We'll see them tonight, you know, as they come into FedEx Forum on HBCU night, by the way. I mean, the Grizzlies have been honoring HBCU graduates all month long during Black History Month. And we're culminating it tonight with HBCU night. Lane College's marching band is going to be performing at halftime. Lemoyne Owens' drumline is expected to be here for the pregame festivities. And, you know, it's one of those situations where if you guys want to be drum majors, come on out there. We can make that happen, too.
Make me feel like my semester at TSU before I lost my scholarship. Make me feel like I'm back down the hole again. Listen.
Did you, Mike, know that Jason spent a semester at Tennessee State?
You know what? Because I listen to the show a lot, I did know that, you know, because he's mentioned it before, and I'm just sad that it didn't work out, man. I'm sorry he lost the scholarship, man, because who knows how much bigger he could have been had he stayed at TSU.
I know, because I've done nothing, that is for sure. And I'm still trying to get to your level. I heard you and Hasseltine comparing money and comparing checks the other day. I'm still trying to get to y'all's level. Hey, this is the big one. Should Zion sit, Mike? What you think?
No, he shouldn't sit. If it's legitimately a mild knee sprain, as they say, and that distinction, it makes me laugh because what's a mild knee sprain? I mean, either it's sprained or it's not. If he's capable of coming back, I think he should. I think he would want to. I think he loves playing with the guys, that freshman class that Duke has. I wouldn't rush back. I would come back in the conference tournament. Get myself ready for the NCAA tournament and try to make a run and make that one season really, really special. I think that's what's made him the competitor that he is. I mean, he wants that stage. Now, in terms of, you know, is it going to jeopardize where he is in the draft? I don't think so. I mean, this is not an ACL tear, and you don't want it to get to that point. So I would proceed with caution, but I would say, yes, come back, finish up this freshman year, and then convince the Players Association, the NBA and the NCAA, go back to the system where players can come straight from high school and take their own risk at that point, but still get compensated for it being professionals.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And if you ever see Zion in an interview, clearly the guy's having so much fun with those other, you know, top five, top ten picks on his team. I am curious, though, Mike, because you know the business. What do you think, if you had to say, people around Zion want him to do? Do you think that, like, do you think his, you know, people who are obviously may have a vested interest in his future, do they want to see him, you know, go back to Duke and try to win a national championship?
They?
Will they? You know, what do you think?
That's a great question, though. But I'll go back to say this. I think what Coach K has done in terms of building relationships with some of the most influential players and agents in the sport, I think what he wants or what he thinks is best for Zion is what is going to set the tone. I mean, I think he's going to recommend that. Coach Cal is the same way. You know, Coach Cal always says, look, if you want to do what's best for my family, you stay. If you want to do what's best for your family, you go. And you can trust the guy who's telling you that kind of thing. So I think Zion's handlers are probably saying, hey, make sure if this thing is not right, you need to shut it down. But I think it's hard for him at 19 or 18 or whatever he is to walk away from everything he's built to this point with these guys at Duke. It's just so much fun. They're one of the top teams in the country, man. And I think he wants to win a championship because that's his stage. Like, what is he going to do for the next 3 months or 4 months? You know what I mean? Yep. He's going to want that stage and that platform and that adrenaline rush. So he should play as long as he's not jeopardizing his knee anymore, any more than he did.
Mike, I saw this morning. I'm going to see if you're buying this, and I'm not telling you I believe this, but this was on ESPN this morning. They said that their BPI right now, Basketball Power Index, would have the Bucks as the favorite over the Warriors in the finals, no matter who's got home court advantage. Are you buying that?
Nah, I'm not buying that. Not one bit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I know all these advanced metrics and all these things that tell you what's supposed to happen, when it's supposed to happen. It has to play out. You know, and that's not to say I disrespect Milwaukee because they're
good.
That's why, you know, 2 weeks ago or 2 months ago, I thought James Harden was the runaway MVP. And now I'm starting to reconsider.
I'm with you.
Because what Giannis is doing from a league-wide perspective, he deserves that award every bit as much. So I'm impressed with the Bucks, but I think given what their experience level is going up against Golden State, and we hadn't even seen the best of Golden State yet. Boogie is just about to start getting regular starters minutes.
Right.
And, you know, and these last 23 games for them are going to be like a tune-up for the playoffs. I think they're going to breeze through the West, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, we agree. Brother Mike, Wallace, man, it's always good to catch up, man. Thank you,
brother.
Hey, anytime, guys. Thank you.
Yep, he is Mike Wallace, Grind City Media contributor, analyst, and editor. Always appreciate his time. I agree. I think that's crazy. That stat, all that stuff you just laid out,
Mike's point, it's all metric.
Oh, I get
stuff,
it. It is
the numbers,
yeah.
Right?
Like we watch basketball, you know.
Here's I'm with you. And to Mike's point, I think and something I hadn't brought up with you before we looked at this before the show. You haven't seen Golden State play at its best yet. You see DeMarcus rounding into form. He's going to get those starter minutes. But what they base it on is the net rating. Obviously, for the Bucks, is at 9. They're outscoring opponents by 9.5 points per game per 100 possessions. Excuse me. On that, Warriors at 6.8. So 9.5 to 6.8. Record versus teams 500 or better. The Bucks are 18-7. The Warriors 20-14. And of course, in their BPI right now, because of how, you know, how efficient they are, they've got the Bucks number one, Golden State number two. All of that said, like they said, BPI right now maybe would say the Bucks are the favorite. I don't believe a word of it. Yeah, that's one where you trust yourself. That's one where you don't let those numbers lie to you.
Yeah.
You know that the Bucks, yes, they have some playoff experience, but it's still a bunch of role players, right? And like I told you this morning, does Middleton play like an all-star, you know, in the playoffs? How long does that – we know Giannis is ready. I don't know if the rest of that team is ready to go to a finals, make a run to the finals. We'll see. I don't even know if they're the best – on paper, maybe. I don't know. I can't tell you definitely they're gonna beat Toronto and Boston. Those teams are – you know, Toronto's got Kawhi. He's tested in this situation.
And Mark.
Boston's got a healthy Kyrie now to go with a team that already,
right,
you know, made the run last year.
No, I agree. I mean, even though Boston is struggling relatively.
But Giannis is ready. Giannis is showing he is ready. He's ready to take it to the – I'm with – you have to give him serious consideration for MVP, maybe even more so over James. The problem, the reason you can't, because James doing something at a time they needed it. Remember, everybody's down. Capella, Chris Paul. He's scoring, you know, he's got the record. He's doing it all.
Yep.
Everybody knows that's all you got to stop, and they can't do it.
Yep.
That's the one reason I'd still give him the edge.
Yep. All right, we'll come back. We will wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from. Price starting at just $29.90, like the Jeep Wrangler. That's what I'm in. They got more of them down there on the lot. Whether you're looking for a small SUV, large SUV, compact car, luxury car, truck, van, it's all out there waiting on you. Like I said, price starting at just $29.90. It's tax season. I know how a lot of y'all like to get down, get a new whip for the spring and summer. Do it at Landers Auto Sales, where you, the customer, are the priority. I got a highly trained, experienced staff that's on hand, ready to take care of you. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road. And remember, you didn't buy it at Landers, you paid too much. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Something is happening.
The secret meaning is that Kiss is coming.
What is the secret meaning of this song, Bennett?
This song is called Cold Gin. It's off the self-titled album.
Of who?
1974, Kiss.
Okay. Kiss. Does Kiss hold up? Does their music hold up?
One of my dear white friends says, Kiss bumper music? Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're feeling
See,
you right
exactly.
now, Bennett. Now, that's a good white friend of mine.
Okay, so with the whites, good.
Right, and I'm wondering. I haven't had anything from
what
my
about
black,
our,
all my black
our brothers
friends.
And sisters.
At this point, no comment.
Don't be ashamed.
I don't have any of my black friends saying they love Kiss.
Okay, and I suspect that will remain the case.
I kind of think so.
You got to go to the concert and see it for yourself.
No, it doesn't matter what race you are. You can appreciate. There is music that transcends race.
I think my man Dave Brown will be with you at the Kiss concert. There, Bennett.
What? Let me ask you this, real quick. This is like totally like we won't spend a lot of time on it, but
no, let's spend a lot of time.
What
you got?
What band slash artist transcends race? Who are they? There aren't many. There really aren't that many. Beyonce.
Yeah.
Who else?
I was gonna say.
And what do you mean there aren't that many?
I don't think there are a ton.
Jay-Z does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He has. That's why he's so.
I don't know about.
I was gonna say the Beatles, but then when Paul McCartney did that song with Rihanna and
4 or 5. Oh my God, 4 or 5.
There were some people saying, "Who's this nice old white man they put on?"
I got one for you.
With Kanye.
Parliament.
Who?
White folks love Parliament.
Yeah. Now that is true. Yeah.
Parliament.
And we. I mean, it's funk. That's it. You never heard of Parliament?
I know we have a return.
White people are really like
I was thinking more current.
White people like the funkadelic, like the
question about it. No question about it. No, I kind of like this though. What you're talking about?
I'm thinking,
curious if we can come up with some more real quick.
Let me ask you: is Bruno Mars big in the black community?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I mean, he performed. If I'm not mistaken, they performed the BETs while.
Yes.
Very recently.
So Bruno. I mean, we transcend race.
You know.
Yeah. Maybe we'll save this for a summer segment.
Especially
Prince?
Because we know somebody with
Prince. Prince, obviously. I'm talking about current artists.
Oh, current artists.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, there are a few. Michael Jackson, Prince. You
current
know.
Artists.
I would say Garth Brooks, but I know that's not true. So I wouldn't say Garth Brooks.
The Temptations, fool.
Man, y'all keep going back to these old dead people. Okay?
You didn't clarify.
Well, now I've clarified. All right. But real quick before we get to checkout time, shout out to Christiosa.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. 10-day.
White Station Spartan had a 10-day with the Houston Rockets.
All-time Florida State leader.
This is Sparta!
He's been putting up numbers with the Washington Wizards G League team.
Well, he was about to go with Van Gundy on the FIBA thing.
Yeah, yep. So now
he's been picked for that. Now you get to 10-day.
Get paid.
Go get paid.
Get paid, cheese.
Good on you, brother. Congratulations.
I would not be surprised in the slightest if he sticks.
Sticks. Yeah, no.
I would not be surprised at all. All right, let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
I will be emceeing the Tri-State Youth Baseball Banquet. I say that, John, not to brag at all. I am honored, actually, to do it for a second time. Talking to the kids, John, about, you know, schoolwork, about the value of that, so you can make and have great options. Hopefully, John, I say something more inspirational to these kids tonight. Right, than I did to the Memphis Hustle at the tryout for the guys that tried to be on the team.
No one made the team.
So, again, I'm going to prepare better than I did for that, and I'm going to try to have something inspirational night over at the Holiday Inn for the Tri-State Youth Baseball Banquet, which you guys know the deal. Trying to get youths, particularly inner-city youths, involved in baseball. And this will be the second time out there. I'm happy and honored and welcome and happy that they'll have me. I'll be back out there tonight.
There's a lot on TV. I mean, of course, I'm going to watch the Grizzlies versus Clippers tonight. It's kind of bittersweet. I'm going to the Kiss concert tomorrow night because tomorrow night we've got Grizzlies, Cavs.
Yep.
We got Tigers, Wichita State.
Yep.
We got the Memphis Express at the Orlando Apollo.
Is that a 7 game, too? Is that a 7
that
o'clock
is
game, too?
8 p.m. Oh, NFL
it's all together.
Network game. And they are, of course, taking on the best team in the league, the Orlando Apollos. So,
man, get a win, Express. I know we need a win over the best team in the league to get people back in, you know? It would
what
help.
A win it would be.
Spurrier.
Yeah, beat the best team. Beat Spurrier.
Devastating if you lose.
We'd be back in, right?
If they lose and they come back to the – they come back. I think they have another game on the road before they come back. But, man, if they come back winless, there will be 3 people there. I'm just being honest.
Okay.
If they are winless. All right. I'll be checking out Wichita State-Memphis on Saturday. It's a swing game for the Tigers on the road.
Yep.
At Wichita State. Going to be a very – I mean, Wichita State is playing better basketball, especially since they got in conference. They're a pretty good team
go
at
Tigers.
Home. Like most of these, you know, top 7, top 8 teams in the league tend to be, they are good at home. Memphis is going to have to win this game if it has wishes to be a top 4 seed. Now, Cincinnati did take care of business last night. It was close there for a minute. Cincinnati did take care of business and beat UCF, leaving that door ever so slightly open.
It's still open.
But Memphis has to win tomorrow in order for that to be a reality, or at least even come close to being a reality. So I'll be checking that out. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us today. University of Memphis President Dr. David Rudd, Gary Parrish, and Mike Wallace. Eric Haas signs up next. Stick around. For Jason, I'm John. We're on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.